Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, clear with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The FCHS Choir and Show Choir are singing valigrams for the Valentine's Day holiday this year. People have the chance to book groups of students to sing select songs to their significant other for the season. And Josh Livesay, music director at FCHS, says people should contact him quickly to discuss what song will be played. Several students came to the WFIW studios this morning to give a sample of their abilities.
It's right to my soul and I lose all control. Kiss my nose, the feeling shows. If you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight, wherever you go.
The groups will perform from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on February 14th and 15th, and the cost is by donation. To book a valigram, call Livesay at the high school or email him at jlivesay@fchsmules.com. All proceeds from the event will go to the choir and show choir. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
The big game is this Sunday. Get your party fixings at Little Giant Grocery in Carmi. Start with extra lean ground beef, now just $2.89 a pound. Pick up Tony's frozen pizzas, now just $1.99 each. Plus Keebler's Zesta crackers, the good stuff, just $2.49 a box. Don't forget the Prairie Farm sour cream and dips, now $1.69 per 16-ounce carton. And wash it all down with 24 packs of RC Cola, all flavors, just $5.99 a case. Fill your bowl with savings and make it super thanks to Little Giant Grocery in Carmi.
In other news, Fairfield Public Golf Course volunteers will conduct another pork burger cookout tomorrow on Main Street in front of the Wayne County Courthouse, with drive-through service beginning at approximately 10 a.m. Pork burgers will be sold for $3, pork chops for $4, and drinks for $1. Proceeds will offset course operating costs, and volunteers and customers are greatly appreciated. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled on February 9th, 23rd, and March 2nd. Volunteers need to confirm their availability with Marty Vaughn via text at 617-866-3378 or by email at martinrvaughn@gmail.com. 5 people were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. 26-year-old Flora resident Tara L. Horath pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. She was sentenced to 24 months special section probation, plus time served, along with 30 hours of public service work. Several other counts against Horath were dismissed per her plea agreement, and she was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. 36-year-old Fairfield resident Jason R. York pleaded guilty to a count of reckless driving. York was sentenced to 18 months conditional discharge. He was also sentenced to 2 days in the Wayne County Jail, which will be stayed until 2020. He was also ordered to pay $3,247 in fines and court costs. 33-year-old Royalton resident Ashley E. Moore admitted to violating her probation on account of unlawful possession of between 30 and 500 grams of cannabis. Moore was sentenced to 1 year probation and was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. 36-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher L. Tony was sentenced to 6 months conditional discharge plus time served after pleading guilty to a count of disorderly conduct. A separate count against him was dismissed per his plea, and Tony was also ordered to pay $82 in court costs. 37-year-old Fairfield resident John W. Cohn Jr. pleaded guilty to a count of battery. He was sentenced to time served. Several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea agreement, and he was also ordered to pay $72 in court costs. Tyson Foods is recalling some chicken nuggets after some customers said they found pieces of soft blue rubber inside. The USDA said the 5-pound bags should be thrown away or returned. The agency says there are no confirmed reports of anyone getting sick from the rubber. The recall is for more than 36,000 pounds of nuggets, which Tyson said were shipped to distribution centers in Arizona, California, Illinois, New Jersey, and Utah. Last month, Purdue recalled a different batch of nuggets because customers reported finding wood in the products. Tyson's white meat panko chicken nuggets were produced on November 26, 2018, and they have a best-if-used-by date of November 26, 2019. The products have the establishment number P-13556 inside the USDA inspection mark. Fairfield's First Christian Church is planning its fourth year of throwing an event for people with special needs. Called Let's Have a Ball, the annual affair is scheduled for March 1st, and it will include a band, food, and games. Joan Wallace and Toby Hucker are among the organizers. Wallace says the participants make the event enriching and enjoyable.
Just seeing them so excited to come, and I see, like, I'll see some of the clients that are out at Walmart, and they're going, and now how many more months? I mean, they look so forward to it, and it kind of gives you that pleasure thinking, you know, when you're a school age, you always have lots of events and things going on. You get out of school and you work, say they work at Career Development Center or whatever, unless those that center puts on an event, a lot of them live at home. They have nothing to look forward to. I mean, and I'm not saying they're unhappy. They're certainly not. And getting well taken care of. But they have nothing else to do in the outside world.
The event is fashioned after Tim Tebow's Night to Remember prom-like experience, which is done annually by the former football player. Anyone seeking more information about Let's Have a Ball should contact the First Christian Church at 100 West Center or call 842-4311. Wallace and Hucker spoke at yesterday's Fairfield Rotary meeting. The program chairs were Nate and Royce Carter. The consolidated election for Fairfield City Council and County School Board seats will be held on April 2nd. Jerry Lisenby is now running unopposed for the open seat in the city's 3rd Ward after the passing away of Karen Oliver last month. Incumbents Mike Podorf, Tyler Lampley, and Ed Prince each have a competitor for their seats in the 1st, 2nd, and 4th Wards, respectively. Brett Cole, Sheila Zerlini, and Gary Moore will run to replace them. In school board races, many schools will have contested elections. New Hope, FCHS, Fairfield Public School District 112, and North Wayne each have more applicants than seats up for election. Wayne City and Jasper each have 3 petitioners for 3 open seats. The Jeff Consolidated School District has 4 openings, 3 of them full term, and only 3 petitions have been filed. Tisha Hurl of Sisney Middle School is the 2019 Wayne County Spelling Bee champion. The runner-up was Jed Wellen of Jeff Grade School. A community employment workshop will be held on the campus of Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 19th. The one-day workshop is co-sponsored by the Illinois Department of Employment Security and Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board. All individuals seeking employment are invited to attend the event. 2 sessions have been planned for the workshop, and individuals can choose which time works best for their schedule. Session 1 will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Session 2 will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. Both sessions will be held at Bob Boyles Hall on FCC's campus. During the sessions, individuals will learn about effective job search methods, interview skills, and how to maintain employment and continuing education. IDES staff will also be on hand during the afternoon session to help with creating a resume and completing job applications. Individuals may bring their information and a flash drive and leave with a work-ready resume. The Adult Education Department of FCC will also be on hand to provide materials and assistance for financial assistance opportunities, GED test prep, and the literacy program. For more information, contact FCC's Angel McGuire, Coordinator of Transition Services, at 847-9158. The Wayne County Farm Bureau is hosting a bus trip to the National Farm Machinery Show on Thursday, February 14th. The bus will leave from the northeast corner of the Fairfield Walmart at 6:15 that morning, and it's expected to return to Fairfield around 8:30 p.m. The cost for the trip for Wayne County Farm Bureau members is $25, and non-members may attend for $45. Payment must be received in advance, and the price includes transportation, a ticket to the machinery show, and a meal at the Log Inn in Hobstad, Indiana. Payment should be mailed or taken to the Wayne County Farm Bureau office on East Court Street. No refunds will be available for payment made after Monday, February 4th. For more information, call the Farm Bureau office at 842-3342. Record cold temperatures and wind chills were set Wednesday during a cold spell. Chris Miller says they're still collecting all the data, but right now, McLean County was among many areas that had record lows and record wind chills.
Yeah, some of the areas across central and eastern Illinois, we had a lot of records broken. We're still gathering some of the data from some of our observers, but generally speaking, a lot of areas around 20 below zero or so for air temperature, not the wind chill. That was the air temperature. Over here in Lincoln, we were at 19 below. That broke a record that's set since 1936. Springfield tied their record low with minus 14. You know, Champaign-Urbana was minus 17. That set a new record. So there were records really all over the place. Bloomington Normal, minus 21, broke a record, but also they broke a record for their coldest wind chill ever at 53 below zero. So it was just intense cold. We knew this was going to be a real bad one here. That's why we're trying to get that messaging out to people.
If you don't like Illinois weather, just wait a few days and it's sure to change. That old adage will hold true, as Miller indicates we're going to get close to 60 degrees by Monday.
We're going to thaw out pretty quickly here. In fact, we're looking at temperatures climbing pretty quick. But then Saturday, temperatures all across the area are going to be well into the 40s. We're going to be in the 50s on Sunday. We've got some rain moving in later Sunday, and we might even get close to 60 on Monday. So, you know, you start talking about temperatures being in the minus 20 range and then 60 a few days later, you know, an 80-degree swing just within 4 or 5 days.
The quick change is thanks to an upper-level weather pattern that Miller says is pushing the cold Arctic air out and bringing a strong southwestern flow into the area. Patients in Illinois now have another option when it comes to pain management. Kim Howard has the story.
Through the Opioid Alternative Pilot Program, patients can get medical marijuana instead of the addictive painkillers they're currently using. They'll have to visit their doctor for approval, then register online. State Department of Public Health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says the process is pretty quick.
As long as the physician certification is uploaded and the patient is able to enter all the information necessary and documentation necessary, they should be able to get medical cannabis that same day.
Patients will be issued an electronic card to be presented at a medical cannabis dispensary. Registration costs $10 and lasts for 90 days, although it can be renewed with a doctor's okay. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Southern Illinois University's Medical School has opened a specialty clinic to serve children in the foster care system with the goal of reducing disruptions in their health care. Reports indicate the university's Center for Family Medicine opened the Kids Health Harbor Clinic earlier this month. Rebecca Howard is a pediatric nurse practitioner and the clinic's primary provider. She says children in foster care can experience gaps in health care when they're moved from home to home. The clinic offers a variety of services, including comprehensive checkups, ongoing patient care, dietary guidance, and mental health resources. Howard says the clinic works with the State Department of Children and Family Services and local social workers to ensure children can get medical care and medications quickly. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
No time to pack a lunch? You don't have to. Jackie's Lunchbox, the former Ray's Doghouse, is open from Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 2 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 11 a.m. for breakfast only. They have daily $5 meals, all you FCHS students, and they deliver. Call 618-302-1215 to order, or visit them at 720 West Delaware. Jackie's Lunchbox, never worry about packing a lunch again.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 45. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,102, up 102 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,274, down 7. March crude oil is at $54.89. That is up $1.10. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 77-year-old Reinerd resident Joyce Kingsbury died at her home on Tuesday. She was a retired school teacher for North Wayne Community Unit School District 200. Joyce Kingsbury is survived by one daughter, Diana Lynn Kingsbury of North Hollywood, California, and siblings Pat Shores, Tom Hogshead, and Betty Pierce, all of Mount Vernon. Funeral services for Joyce Kingsbury will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in rural Sisney. Visitation will be held prior to the funeral from 10 to 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be directed to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Cabot, Arkansas resident Donna Louise Horton Stewart died on January 14th in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was a retired teacher and librarian and of the Lutheran faith. Donna Stewart is survived by one son, Kent Stewart of Fate, Texas, one sister, Marilyn, two grandchildren, and many friends. A funeral service for Donna Stewart was held on Saturday, January 26th, at Grace Lutheran Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of local arrangements. 95-year-old Dahlgren resident George Richard Karcher died on Monday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was the owner and operator of Karcher Grocery in Dahlgren for over 40 years. George Karcher is survived by his daughter, Karen Karcher of Dahlgren, three sons, Lee Karcher of Dahlgren, Jim Karcher of Edgerton, Ohio, and Larry Karcher of Dahlgren, one brother, Gilbert Karcher of Princeton, Indiana, one sister, Wilma Karcher of McLeansboro, seven grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Karcher will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 o'clock a.m. at St. John Nepomucene Catholic Church. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at the church. He will be laid to rest at St. John Nepomucene Catholic Cemetery in Dahlgren with graveside military honors performed by McLeansboro American Legion Post 106. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
You'll find sweet deals at Eubanger's Furniture Company's anniversary sale. Choose a piece of candy for an additional discount of up to 50% off your total purchase. That's sweet. You'll find furniture at Eubanger's from all the top name brands with special prices for this sale. And delivery's free too. See store for details. Hurry in before the bargains of up to 50% off are gone at the Sweet Deal Anniversary Sale, only at Eubanger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
All CDs are not created equal. Hi, this is Emma Love at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce the Hometown Freedom CD. With the ability to make additions and two penalty-free withdrawals during the 24 months of the CD, you have the freedom to make investment decisions that are right for you. Put your money in, take your money out. The freedom is yours. Stop in to see us at our Fairfield, Clay City, Flora, or Louisville locations for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, where the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. It'll be partly sunny today with a high of 45. We'll have clear skies tonight, and we're expecting a low of 28, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. I look for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny on Sunday, Sunday's high 60 and a low of 45. Rain is likely on Monday, high of 60 and low of 38, and then partly cloudy on Tuesday, a high of 48 and low of 40.